Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software which is created specifically for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews from your customers. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, our guest today is Hannah Vaughn of Main Impact, and today we are going to be discussing work-life balance. Hannah is the CEO and founder of Main Impact, which is a marketing and design agency focused on helping their clients stand out from the competition and increase their ROI. Thanks so much for joining us today, Hannah.
Hi, Julia. Thanks. It's great to be here.
So let's dive into a couple questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So tell our listeners, where are you tuning in from today?
I am tuning in from Nashville, Tennessee.
That's awesome. And then tell us, what really motivates or inspires you?
Well, honestly, I think it kind of goes back to a big part of why I founded Main Impact. I really love working with clients and other, you know, people in marketing who are just driven by helping people. I originally started in user experience, which is essentially just the idea that design should be human-centered. So that really is what drives the majority of my work, just wanting to really be in touch with people, connect with people, and make sure that the work that they're doing through marketing, through web design, graphic design, whatever it is, that they're really able to focus on people first and help the people that are target traffic.
I love that. And then, so how did you get into digital marketing?
Yeah, I actually got into it kind of late in the game, I feel like. I didn't study it in college. I studied language. I thought I was going to be a teacher. And then post-grad, realized that it wasn't for me after doing some different internships in that area. So just started taking on some freelancing work through some different connections I had. I started as a market research analyst for a client. But I've always been more artistic and design driven. Even as a kid, like you would always catch me. I was the one doodling in my notes, you know, at school on the sidelines, just always thinking about that. And so I decided to just self-teach myself graphic design, start look for more clients and more contracts in that area. And then initially, eventually went back to school. I went to Nashville Software School here in Tennessee and studied the user experience to be able to expand on my skills and really figure out how could I use design in a human-centered way.
That's so cool. And then so tell us about how you got your start with Main Impact.
Yeah, that I officially launched Main Impact this year, 2021. I've been freelancing for a couple years now, about 4 years. And just felt like I was at a point where I was getting larger projects from clients, not able to kind of do all the work myself. I realized that I was at a point where I needed help. I launched Main as a way to take on those large projects, but also bring on other contractors to just kind of assist with the work and be able to produce content that was quality, that met the client's needs, and was also more of a one-stop shop for them.
Very cool. And then what do you love most about running Main Impact?
Oh, that's a great question. I love probably just the diversity of clients I get to work with. You know, working in a field that is continuously growing allows me to connect with people in different industries, even though I am focused more on sort of clientele that are working around, you know, human-centered ideas. That's still a very broad category. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to work with people in different industries on different projects, and every day doesn't look the same.
Yeah, definitely. And then what would you say is your biggest challenges that you encounter on a day-to-day basis?
I think probably for me is honestly just even the subject of the podcast, having a life work balance.
Yeah.
I think,
good answer.
It's something, yeah, thanks. It's something I really I've really had to work on, especially coming from a freelance background. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of freelancers would understand this, and even other CEOs, just the idea of feeling pulled in a lot of different directions and feeling like there's either never enough time or there's always more that I can be doing. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely something that, while I have laid a lot of groundwork for myself, it's something that I'm constantly having to kind of go back and reevaluate, where am I at with it? How can I continue to improve my life work balance? And feel a little bit more centered and grounded in my work.
Yeah, well, that's the perfect segue. So yeah, let's talk a little bit more about work-life balance, because as we mentioned before the recording, it's something a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with. Absolutely. And so tell us, why is work-life balance so important to you?
Yeah, it's something that I myself have struggled with, figuring out, how can my work and my life support each other in a healthy way? Mm-hmm. And as I was freelancing and then initially, launched Maine, just got connected with more freelancers, more business owners who, honestly are just encountering the same struggle. It's something that I've seen a lot this year, I think in the past year or so with, the rise of the pandemic, and how many people were at home. And I think a lot of people struggle to figure out what does that like, especially when so many people are working at home now, how are they able to still kind of keep those things separate, even though they're in the same space? So I think the pandemic just kind of launched almost my own self journey into that more, mm-hmm. and wanting to make sure that it was something that was healthy and attainable.
Yeah, I love that. And then, so how do you structure your day to include work-life balance?
Yeah, I think there are a couple things with that. One, I think even just like having some sort of routine has been really helpful for me. Mm-hmm. Knowing that, in the morning, I'm going to wake up at the same time. I'm going to kind of structure my work day in the same way every day. For myself, I know that I can get caught up in emails, or emails can distract me from the projects that are at hand. So I set specific time aside in my day to kind of check emails, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once at the end of the day, just so I'm not caught up and pulled up in a lot of different directions.
Yeah, that's really smart.
Yeah, it's been really helpful to kind of keep me focused in my work.
Yeah, okay, great. And then could you talk about the importance of, kind of filling your cup and ensuring you get enough rest and exercise?
Yeah, I think one of the things that's been helpful in that area for me is just understanding what my boundaries are and what my priorities are. I think mm-hmm. those are two really key elements of a healthy life work balance. One, knowing, ahead of time, what is the lifestyle and the work style that I want to create for myself. Mm-hmm. So being able to have those boundaries kind of laid out ahead of time for myself, so that I know at the end of the day, I'm clocked out, I'm done with the work, I'm not going to go back to any of my work, computer, emails, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that after those hours, I have the time and the capacity for, going to bed at a normal hour or heading to the gym or going for a walk, and knowing even which of those things are important for me. So if I know exercise is important, then I'm going to carve out time in my week to do that.
Yeah, definitely. I know exercise is my one non-negotiable. Well, mm-hmm. sleep, having a good sleep schedule as well. But yeah, exercise is one of those things. It just keeps everything in check, keeps everything. I don't know. It just, it's so important, I think.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people don't necessarily realize, or even just kind of a lot for time at home to do that. There's so many simple ways you can do it at home now. With YouTube videos or, I know Skillshare has a lot of different classes on things. It's just, it's easy nowadays to do that at home, even if it's just a walk around the house.
Oh yeah. 100%. YouTube has every different kind of workout you can imagine. Mm-hmm. You have a bad day, you could do a boxing cardio workout. You can do yoga. You can do high intensity workouts. It's such a great free resource.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you could recommend one habit to an agency owner to help create that work-life balance, what would that be?
One thing that's hard. I feel like I'd want to give a whole talk on it. But if I could recommend one thing, I think, having some sort of boundaries or structure would probably be my recommendation. And making sure that those boundaries are, I guess, doable. Like when we think about setting goals, people talk about SMART goals, you know, making sure they're actually measurable. And I think that's really important because if you, you know, we as humans, like we don't change overnight. So if you're not kind of creating some sort of boundaries that are like achievable, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah. So having those boundaries and then abiding by them so that, you know, if you put that, you put that morning routine in place, you are actually abiding by that every day.
Yeah. And even also with that, like having grace for yourself, like knowing you're not going to get it right every day and you might mess up the routine sometimes, but that's okay. Cause you know, as long as you're making those baby steps toward that, that boundary or that structure, like eventually it's going to kind of click and fall in place.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you have kids and that sort of thing, like having a morning routine can definitely be challenging. I know that's something I struggle with. Oh my gosh. And then, so what are some mistakes that you see other entrepreneurs are making when it comes to having work-life balance?
I think one thing is definitely not abiding to boundaries or not even having a specific set of, I guess, work hours. It can be really easy as an entrepreneur, I think, to
wake up and check your email and just like, yes, dive exactly. Into it.
Yeah, kind of let your inbox guide your day, I think. I guess that's kind of a better way to wrap it, you know, wrap it all into one sentence. But it's easy to see that, you know, a request came in from client and, you know, start to work on that right away and then see another email come in from a client and then you kind of switch projects because something else came in and you're distracted easily. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously not great for productivity. But I think, yeah, like just letting your inbox guide you isn't helpful because then you're just gonna kind of keep working until the clock runs out, so to speak. And then it's maybe a 5 o'clock or whatever your off hours are. But you know, you still have things in the inbox. And so you're going to keep working because you're not following that, you know, the boundary.
Yeah. Yeah. My partner and I, we actually talk about that a lot, about not having your day control you controlling your day.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. Like you said, like then your email is controlling, you know, your inbox is controlling your day and you're working in a very reactive manner. So instead of focusing on things that are going to necessarily move the needle. So just having that thinking very thoroughly through what intentionally is the word I'm looking for on the task that you're working on, I think is the best way to be.
Absolutely. I think intentionality is a great word for that. If you're not intentional, then it's going to kind of get the best of you and it's going to be running you instead.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, let's segue a little bit. So if you had one growth tip, what has been something that has really helped your agency to grow that you would like to share with other agency owners?
Yeah. It's something I read an article recently on this and found it to be true of myself and, you know, apparently other agency owners too. But honestly, growing to the idea of like growing from within and with your existing client base, it's something that has really helped my agency grow. Being able to have existing relationships with clients, starting, whether that's starting small or big, but starting on a project, being able to produce quality results for them. And then from there, be able to identify just other needs or gaps they may have. So I think something that, you know, even for myself, I noticed, you know, like as an agency owner or just any business owner, you can kind of get caught up in, you know, your client work or whatever and forget about some of the day-to-day stuff. And so being able to identify for clients like, hey, like I noticed you haven't been, you know, you haven't been doing any email marketing. Like, do you have a need for that? Here's how we can help with that. Like here are like 5 steps that Main Impact can, you know, implement for you, to help you with your email marketing, which is also simultaneously helping, you know, Main grow. So I think being able to like build on the existing clients you have, being able to show them value and being able to then basically tell them like, hey, I see this need. Here's how I can fill it and help your company grow.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's really smart. So do you start off with sort of like a foot in the door with your clients and then just sort of expand from there and just offer them helpful ideas of ways that they can expand their marketing from there?
Yeah, it is pretty different depending on the client, but a lot of times that's how it starts. Mm-hmm. Just kind of having an initial touch point. A lot of times I get requests for, you know, like just a website or like some sort of, like overhaul, or they're doing new branding or something. And so they'll kind of just come like expecting that, like needing a quote for that. And then as we have that initial consultation, like as we're talking, they realize, like, oh wait, like I don't have a new logo for this, or I also don't have any sort of, you know, game plan for social media in mind once I get this going. So just having that conversation that help them figure out, like, do they have other needs that aren't being filled that they're not even aware of? Like, is there something that they don't know that they need, that we can kind of step in and tell them, like, hey, this is a way we think your business can grow if you implement this plan.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love that. And where do you see main impact in 5 years' time?
Oh, that's a great question. I think, maybe the cliche answer is obviously growing. right now, I just work with some different contractors, on various projects. But I think ideally I'd like to grow that into having employees. I think especially when I consider the idea of life work balance and how I haven't always had a great life work balance because of like other people that I've worked for, mm-hmm. And like haven't always had a good model of that. I want to be able to have a company that is like leading that and is, you know, able to be that safe life workspace for employees.
Okay, cool. So, so your goal in 5 years' time is to have an in-house team and,
yes.
And do you want to increase the service offerings that you're doing as well? Or are you going to keep it, pretty consistent?
I think I would like to increase some service offerings, but kind of stick to the roots. But I think, yeah, being able to offer other points of engagement with clients is a goal.
Cool.
Both for, you know, clients to be able to have more services and me to be able to, you know, create the good work environment for other employees.
Yes, definitely. Oh, I love that. That's exciting.
Thanks.
Well, we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So what is a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
So this is a hard one. Because I feel like I have two books, if I'm allowed to slightly cheat.
Sure. Two books would be great.
They both kind of go as a topic of life work balance. But one is called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by an author named John Mark Comer.
Okay.
And he essentially talks about like, how can we slow down? Which is very, very relevant.
Definitely.
And then the other is called The Voice of the Heart by Chip Dodd. And that has to do more with the like mental emotional health aspect of life work balance. So like understanding your emotions and how you can kind of approach those from a healthy standpoint for life.
Okay. I love that. And I love that you tied it into our topic today. That's awesome. And so what does your morning routine look like? I know we touched on this a little bit, but.
Yeah. So it's something I feel like I'm still kind of evolving. But lately I've been working to have more of a slower pace morning. So starting off with some sort of quiet time to just kind of ease into the day, doing some form of movement or exercise, whether that's walking around the block or just doing some push-ups, and then making sure that I drink water before I drink any coffee.
Nice. Yes. Water's a big one. That's good. Yeah. Yes. Just keeping it simple, I think, is the best morning routine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
So yeah, as I was thinking about this, it's a little maybe untraditional of an answer. But I would say Brené Brown, because okay. Even though she is more of a kind of motivational speaker and, researcher, she is also a CEO of a foundation. And so I think, you know, she talks a lot about leading from a place of empathy. And I think that's something that you just don't find in, you know, a marketing book or, you know, a business class. But I also think that's like one of the more important things you can do as a business leader.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when you're working with small businesses, you know, having that coming from that place of compassion and empathy is a pretty incredible way to conduct yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially after the, you know, the year or two that we've all had.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And then what is your favorite online tool?
I really love working with Asana. If you've used that at all, it's a project management system.
Yeah, Asana's great.
Yeah, that's been good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it keeps you organized. You get those daily reminders. Yeah, Asana is definitely a lifesaver.
Keeping my brain in like a one-track mind and not pulling me in different directions.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Yeah, I think probably accepting like my limitations, like knowing that I can't do everything and that like it's not healthy for me to try and do everything. Like it's okay for me to either ask for help or, you know, hire additional help if I need it because of that. Like that's okay to do.
Great advice. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Hannah. It's been really great chatting with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Julia.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.